There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.
Trending today.
Okay, so what have I got for you today in trending? Well, we're going to start off with a bit of music. You know, sometimes these music videos come along and, you know, we've had to learn a lot this past year. We spoke to James Everton from our sister station Virgin, and they talked a lot about how songs are chosen. And he was sort of saying music videos are the way they do it now. If kids are watching the music videos, they end up playing them. You know, okay. We saw that with Despacito and lots of other ones.
Yeah.
And that's kind of how they grow. So you can tell how well a song is going to do now, depending on how many views it's got. So this song is from a forthcoming album from Bruno Mars. And he is, it's his third album. It's called 24K. And he's done a track, this one. It's called Finesse. It's off his album. And he's collaborated with Cardi B. Do you know who Cardi B is?
No.
Zena, do you know who Cardi B is?
I wish I did.
Oh, God, you too.
Go on.
She's a rapper. She's just a female rapper, but she's been really successful. Bodak Yellow. She's in, you know, three of the top 10 best-selling songs in America. Anyway, she's a character indeed. He's done this song with her, and what's been interesting is this video has racked up so many hits in less than 24 hours. But what's interesting is the video itself. So a lot of the time they just put out any old videos. But this one, Bruno Mars has directed it himself. And he released on Twitter that it's based on one of his favourite TV shows. And he thanked Fox Studios and the creator, Keenan Wyans, for helping to make the throwback work so well. And it's kind of, I don't know if you think about the start of The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. You think about the kind of clothes that they were wearing and the background and the spray paint. And it's a 90s American sketch show called Living in Colour. And that's what he used as sort of the format and the background. But here's a little sample. So Cardi B is on the remix of this track, and it's already had millions of hits. Are you getting the 90s vibe from it, do you think?
Yeah, I'm loving it.
It was really 90s, wasn't it? So that was quite interesting. Now, this next one, completely different direction. Trevor Noah hosts the Daily Show. That's the programme that he hosts. It's a late night show, and, you know, there's a lot of satire on there. And he's taken aim this week at North Korean leader Kim Jong-un. And basically on the Daily Show, he's talking about the fact that Kim Jong-un is perhaps the only leader who will threaten nuclear retaliation and RSVP to an event on the same day. Have a listen to this clip.
North Korea's Kim Jong-un issued a warning to the U.S. during his annual New Year's address. He says the North has a complete nuclear arsenal, and the button is always on his desk, his words. But Kim says he will not use the weapons unless threatened. He struck a more conciliatory tone with South Korea, even suggesting that North Korea may compete in the Winter Games in South Korea next month.
No, I'm sorry. I love Kim Jong-un. He's the only guy, though, who will threaten nuclear retaliation and RSVP to an event in the same speech. Yeah. Because he's just like, I've got a bomb, and also I'm going to come to the Olympics. That's like a guy walking into his office like, nobody move! I have a bomb strapped to my chest! Oh, and Cynthia, put me down for that potluck on Saturday, please. Yeah, I'm making Oreo brownies, and it's going to be this thing.
He's a funny guy, Trevor Noah, isn't he? So, yeah, I mean, he picks up on any big news stories, and I guess that was one of the news stories of the week. And that, as you can imagine, has had millions of views, that short clip.
Yeah, I like the way he's simplified it in a sense and just kind of just showed just how ridiculous, I suppose, the comments from the North Korean leader were in his kind of New Year's address.
Okay, final thing on trending. Zena, have you got any tissues handy?
Nope. It's okay, I've got my shirt.
Okay, this is a bit of a tearjerker, so I'm just warning you in advance. Okay? You ready?
Okay. Shoot.
Calm. So, the father in Florida has gifted his son a stuffed animal. And this is not your usual stuffed animal. Antonio Vargas' son lost his mother in July, but the brilliant dad figured out a way to keep mum's voice alive for the holidays. So over the holidays, he gifted his son Antonio Jr. a stuffed animal monkey. And this isn't just a normal monkey. It plays sweet messages from his mother. So in this video, which has understandably gone viral for all the right reasons, the father's seen taking, going to those builder type shops and creating this special stuffed animal. And then we see his son opening it before he cries and holds it tight. So this is sort of the experience Antonio has made for his son, who unfortunately lost his mother earlier this year.
I knew it.
The monkey. But wait up. Read that. What's the name of the monkey?
Antonio Junior Vargas.
Mommy's little monkey.
Now go ahead. You gotta touch the hands one at a time.
Speak to Antonio and tell him that mommy loves him.
Give me a big hug. I love you.
I love you guys so much, and I will always love you guys.
So the reaction of Antonio Jr., which is Antonio Vargas' son, is just unbelievable. You know, this is such a special gift for him. So he opens the monkey and he's just obviously delighted. It's a nice present from his dad. And then his dad makes everyone be quiet in the room so that they can play it and listen to it. And it's just heartbreaking to watch. But obviously, you know, it is all kinds of good feelings because his dad obviously has kept this a secret and managed to do something so thoughtful and to make sure that mum is still a big part of their lives.
Yeah, what an incredibly considerate gift, really beautiful gift as well. That, I mean, you can't even begin to imagine how much this young boy will treasure this teddy bear. You know, it's a teddy bear with a huge difference, isn't it?
Yeah, Zina, what did you think?
I can't even. No, it's heart melting. Yeah, when I heard the mom's voice, I was.
I know, and the video obviously has gone viral. Well, I think one of the relatives posted it, and it was just such a tender family moment to see them all interacting like that. And sometimes on Trending we have viral stories that are so silly, and you know they've gone viral for their own reasons. But this, I just thought, oh, this is just lovely today, and it's a nice story, and just so lovely to see the boy be able to reconnect with mum.
Yeah, 100%, and you know he'll keep that forever, no doubt.
Yeah. That's true. Danny, you've got the music scoop coming up in a few minutes' time. But before that, I just wanted to look ahead to the weekend. Talking of books, if you haven't tuned in, it's Saturdays 10 till 1. And if you're a fan of books, if you're a fan of reading, literature, all those things, it's kind of the show you want to be listening to. It's hosted by Isabel Abelhall and Annabelle Corton. And each week they kind of bring guests in and have a chat with them. And sometimes, I mean, this week they've got a child reviewer having a look at a book called The Island at the End of Everything. So their young reviewer will be reviewing that, and it's kind of looking at some of the books ahead of the new school year starting, I guess, for 2018. And their Arabic world topic of the week is Khalil Gibran. It's apparently coincides with the Lebanese-American author's birthday. So it's Khalil Gibran's birthday this weekend. So I guess lots of people will be familiar with his work, and they're probably... He's most famous for The Prophet, I guess.
Yeah,
it's one of those
yeah.
that you would know. And when I got married, I remember we were gifted one of the quotes. Is one of, you know, when people give you wedding advice, Danny, it's kind of, and Zina, when you get wedding advice, people say to you, do this or don't do that, or this is how you be a good wife, this is how you be a good husband. And I remember being gifted the one of those famous quotes from The Prophet that I'm sure everyone's heard at every single wedding that's ever existed. But still, when it's your wedding, it feels special, doesn't it? It's something that's nice. And it was it's let there be space in your togetherness, and let the winds of heaven dance between you. Love one another, but not make a bond of love. Let it rather be a moving sea between the shores of your souls. Fill each other's cup, but drink not from one cup. So basically, the advice was give a bit of space, be together, but also have a bit of space. So for me, that book has always had like a bit of significance because it's such lovely advice. So they're going to be going into detail about that. They've got a guest called Charles Nahas, and he is the managing director of Monte Grappa Middle East. So they'll be sharing their favourite words of Gibran's wisdom, celebrating his birthday. And there's also going to be a special competition. So if you are a fan, tune in Saturdays 10 till 1, and I'm sure they'll do a grand job of that.
Of course, yeah, and you can also get in touch with the show as well. You can email talkingofbooks@dubaieye1038.ae.
Okay, that's trending for now. Coming up, Danny will have your music scoop.
Drive Live. Have your say.
Text 4001 or message us for free on the Dubai iMessenger app.
It's just coming up to 10 to 7. Danny Norton and Natalie Lindo-Taylor with you. And Danny, I guess over to you. Final music scoop of the week.
It certainly is, yeah. And we're going to start back in 1936 because it was on this day, the 4th of January 1936, that the first ever pop music chart ranking songs based on national sales was introduced by Billboard magazine over in the United States. The first ever chart of music this day, 1936. And the first ever number one was Stop, Look and Listen, and it was by the big band violinist Joe Venuti. So there we go. What, 81 years ago? That was the number one over in the US. A bit of a jazz start to proceedings for today. Michael Stipp was born on the 4th of January in 1960. The American, he's been a film producer, a visual artist, even directed music videos as well, but he's without a doubt best known as the lead singer and also the lead lyricist for REM. The band was pivotal in the creation and the development of the alternative rock genre. Some of their biggest hits are, well, you got Losing My Religion, Everybody Hurts, and this one as well, one of my favourites, Man on the Moon.
Now Andy, did you hear about this one? Tell me, are you locked in the pond? Andy, are you goofing on Elvis too? Are we losing touch? If you believe they put a man on the moon, man on the moon.
Man on the Moon, one of the biggest hits of REM. Michael Stipp, born on this day in 1960. And Zena, I believe you've got like a bit of an interesting story to do with that song and to do with the video. You've seen a documentary about it?
Yeah, I just remembered. I saw a documentary on Netflix called Jim and Andy: The Great Beyond, and it was it featured footage of Jim Carrey in character as Andy Kaufman as he was filming this movie about Andy, and he was really scary because offset he was acting like Andy Kaufman as well. And yeah, the song was playing in some scenes in some parts of the documentary, so I just thought I'd mention it.
There we go. I think it also includes like clips of him as well, because he was a former like kind of TV star, wasn't he, over in the United States. So yeah, interesting on that one. On this day in 2008, Beyonce won a long running legal wrangle over this song. So the musician Jennifer Armour, she claimed that the song's lyrics were based on her work. She said that she posted her song I Got a Little Bit of Love for You to Beyonce's manager and record company in early 2003. A district court had determined the songs to be substantially similar, but the case was then dismissed in an appeals court in Houston, Texas. I tried to find this song as well by Jennifer on the internet. Couldn't find it anywhere, even on her website as well. There's a page with it, but the link has been removed as well. So I don't know what happened there, but certainly one judge originally thought, yeah, there's a similarity here, but it was eventually thrown out, and the judge at the appeals court in Houston, Texas says, no, I can't see any kind of similarity between these two songs there. So yeah, Beyonce came out on top again there. And then a year later, 2009, Led Zeppelin singer Robert Plant, he was voted as having the greatest voice in rock by listeners of the station Planet Rock. He beat Queen's Freddie Mercury and Free's Paul Rodgers and also Deep Purple's Ian Gillan to the top spot in the poll. And it wasn't the first time his voice had topped a poll as well. In 2006, Heavy Metal magazine's Hit Parader named Plant as the greatest metal vocalist of all time. 2008, Rolling Stone editors ranked him number 15 on their list of 100 best singers of all time. And then in 2011, Rolling Stone again, the readers of Rolling Stone magazine, they ranked Plant as the greatest of all lead singers. So here's an acoustic version of one of Led Zeppelin's best-known hits, Stairway to Heaven. Have a listen and decide for yourself whether Robert Plant's voice really is the best in the history of rock.
There's a lady who's sure all that glitters is gold, and she's buying a stairway to heaven. And when she gets there, she knows if the stores are all closed, with the word she can get what she came for. And she's buying a stairway to heaven. There's a sign on the wall, but she wants to be sure, 'cause you know sometimes words have to mean. In a dream by the brook, there's a songbird that sings. Sometimes all of our thoughts are misgiven. Oh yeah. Makes me wonder
Robert Plant there, and he's apparently got the greatest voice in rock. That's according to listeners of Planet Rock over in the UK, as well as readers of Rolling Stone magazine. But is that something that you'd agree with there? Does his voice inspire you as the best? Maybe then choose the best song for it.
I don't know. I can't say I've ever really thought about it, to be honest.
People talking about it's kind of wide range.
Yeah. I mean, it's a nice voice. Yeah. Good enough.
Zena, impressed?
It was a sad end to the week. His voice was a bit somber, and so is the song.
You know, I would have actually chosen the original, you know, the original version of the song "Stairway to Heaven." It's about 7 minutes long, and we just didn't have the time. I saw this acoustic version. I like acoustic songs, but maybe not the most upbeat one to end the week. So
yeah,
that's okay. Don't worry.
It's all right.
Yeah, I like
Tim's back next week, so stop worrying about it. It's all right. You'll have your good old music scoops back.
Oh, it wasn't that bad, Danny. Calm down. That's it for us this week. From Zena.
Bye.
And from Danny.
Thank you very much.
And from me, have a brilliant weekend. Tim and I will be back on Sunday.
There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.